What's good, everybody? Welcome back to Universal Tees. It's the People's Podcast with your girl Toya and Chow. Is this thing still on? Y'all, I promise I am still around. I still have Universal Tees at the forefront. But going into 2024, y'all, I have really been doing a lot of self-work. And side note, if I sound stuffy, y'all, this battle with my allergies has been very much uphill, okay? So excuse the stuffiness. I'm so rude. I hope y'all are doing all right. But like I was saying, Universal Tees in 2024 is all about self-awareness. And so in 2023, my focus word, and as you all can see, I kind of give myself a word or a theme to kind of operate in for every year. Last year was all about focus. And what I realized is that when I was trying to push this agenda for focus, I realized the only thing that I was focusing on was the podcast and Universal Tees and how can it grow and how can I be in these different spaces, and I want to be doing these big things with it. But I realized as I moved into 2024 that I still felt sort of empty. I still felt like something was missing. I did the live events, you know what I'm saying? I connected with people, but I just still didn't feel like I was being fulfilled within it. And so what I realized is that I spent all my time focusing on the podcast, but now moving into 2024 and my word of focus being self-awareness, I now understand that in order to propel this platform to the capacity at which I see it and to allow it to even overflow past that, I have to be so aware and in tune with myself. I had to pick up honesty, and self-awareness is so layered. And this is why I chose the word self-awareness, is because it's so layered. Being self-aware has so much more to do than naming things about yourself or knowing like, these are things I like, these are things I don't like. It's like, no, where I'm going with self-awareness is that I need to know, what are your character flaws and how are they affecting the relationships that you love the most? What are the habits that you have and how are they blocking you from getting access to the purpose that's been called over your life? You know what I'm saying? Look at your past history and your patterns and where you come from and think about how you're reinventing those cycles for yourself. Why are you always anxious? Why are you depressed? And just kind of really looking at the role that I play, the things that I allow and the ways in which I put myself into different situations to make me feel a certain way. And this also means being aware of the fact that I can change the narrative of my life. I get to decide to be happy every day. I get to decide to dwell on the past. I get to decide whether I'm being a procrastinator today. And I've realized that in my own self-awareness, y'all, I have truly become so honest with myself about being a procrastinator. Y'all, I was supposed to give y'all an episode months ago. I feel like the last time I dropped the episode was in February. And I got discouraged just because some things in my life weren't going right. And, you know, I had to kind of figure out how to navigate in certain emotions that came up and feelings that came up. And I will say that transparently, stepping into 2024, there are three things that I allowed to give to occupy too much space in my life. And those are the things that I'm working through, right? And so those things are shame, guilt, and regret. And I feel like we're going to make some time for each of those things individually as we step into what Universal Tees is going to look like in 2024. But I thought that it was important to eradicate those things with actions. You know what I'm saying? I spent a lot of time sulking and sitting in feelings of guilt, of feelings of shame and feelings of regret for ways in which that I operated when I was honestly a person that I no longer am. You know, I found myself progressing and being proud of the woman that I see, but I couldn't fully step, or I can't fully step into the woman that I see myself being, that God's told me that I'm going to be, because I still find time to entertain the person that I was. You know what I'm saying? Like, I made decisions and did things. And also, I don't know, the last time I talked to y'all, I was in 30, you know? So I just stepped into 30 and I've had this renewed perspective of understanding that it's okay to change and grow, but I kind of allow the decisions that I made when I wasn't this woman today with a sound mind and a clear vision and a very clear purpose and destiny over my life. I sometimes allow the girl that I used to be to stop me to becoming the woman that I'm called to be. I wish I could make that sound a little bit cleaner, but this year in 2024 is all about self-awareness. And the word, I was actually just listening to Pastor Mike Todd, and then before that, Sarah Jakes Roberts. And I actually got the chance to see Sis live in person in Chicago on her Power Moves tour in Chicago this past weekend, but I was just listening to him and her. And so the word that came to me is, I'm sitting here trying to be filled up, and I'm really all about like God, universe, the Most High, the ancestors. I want all of these entities to kind of show me and tell me what I need to do. And I don't know why the word love kept coming up, like love, love, with love, in love, 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 love. And I think for me right now, and I'm going to flesh this out again too as we move through this year with Universal Tees, but I think the reason that the word love keeps coming up is because that is how you grow. That is how I'm going to fulfill all the things. It's going to be love for myself. So yes, I'm self-aware. Yes, I'm aware of the things that are not favorable about me. Yes, I'm aware of the shame, the guilt, and the regret that I feel. Yes, I'm aware of the fact that I've done things that I'm probably not proud of, but they did happen. But I think the way in which that I can get past them and move through those difficult feelings and situations is with love, giving myself love now. You know, it's something that I also realized when I'm thinking about the person that I was. I realized that I was in this battle. And the reason that I battled so much with standing in my truth of who I am today, standing in the truth of the woman that I'm proud to be today, is because I spent so much time, and again, I'm going to flesh all of these out. I'm just giving y'all a little sneak peek of what's to come. But I realized that I was spending so much time defending the person that I was, that I no longer ascribe to. So I spent time, it was very contradictory when I really sat down and looked at myself and mapped this out for myself. I'm sitting here saying that, yes, I'm a great friend. Yes, I'm a great partner in relationship. I'm a great daughter. I'm more elevated in my thinking. I care about myself more. I respect my body more. I respect my mind more. I'm speaking my truth more. I'm loyal. I'm honest. I'm saying all of these things about myself. However, if situations from my past get brought up, I found that instead of excusing that person, like, yeah, that happened, excuse her, but this is who I am today. Instead of giving people the demand to get to meet me where I am now in this renewed version of myself, I was spending time defending parts of me that I don't even ascribe to anymore. I was spending more time trying to justify why I made poor decisions, and I spent more time trying to protect a part of me that I've already admitted was broken, was unknowledgeable, was not self-aware, that didn't really care or hold relationship close, that didn't really honor friendship in the way that I should. When these things were brought up, I instead hopped into defending that person versus saying, like, I can apologize for who she was, but get the opportunity to know me now. Or I also found that I would withdraw, or not even withdraw, or regress back to being that girl, because that's how the person addressing the issue from who I was in my past, that's what they were familiar with. So I reverted back to the ways in which I would react in my 20s. I reverted in the defense mechanisms that I built up for myself versus saying, like, baby, I'm me now. I'm different now. I'm renewed now. So you can either get to know me now, or you can stay in the past with that version of me that you are used to. I apologize for the ways in which that she may have been harmful, and I can't honestly say that that was harmful, but I'm not going to allow you or anyone to treat me as her because I'm no longer that version of myself. Giving myself permission to grow and giving myself permission to let go of who I was and not feeling like I have to defend her. Okay. And so I'm realizing that I also have to give that grace for people, but understanding that I'm still navigating that just because people, where was I going with this? Just because people are good to you now doesn't mean that they always were. Just because people may have done things that were unfavorable to you at a certain point in your life, it may be justified how they made you feel, but you don't necessarily have to act on it. You know what I mean? A wise man once said nothing at all. And so as I move into 2024 with Universal Tees, and as we move through 2024 together in Universal Tees, I am kicking off my first full episode, because again, this is just a little snippet to let y'all know that I'm still here and to make sure that you all are ready for what's happening as we jump into May. And as you all know, May is the start of Mental Health Awareness Month, which I thank God gave me the perfect time to go ahead and step back into this podcast. But I'm going to give you all the ways in which we're going to step into Universal Tees. And remember, the word of focus for 2024 with Universal Tees is self-awareness. So I'm going to challenge you all to get to know yourself, to get to know the parts of you that you need to maybe tap into and understand. And don't try to hide from and shy away from the negative things that come about yourself. Lean into lean into those and get to know them. Get to know why you reacted to those things. I know that in certain situations, the way I handled relationship or people close to me was because I longed to be a romantic partner to somebody. And then I allowed that even inkling of having that to kind of make me mistreat others around me because that became my center. You know, I know the ways in which I handled dating in my early 20s was because I felt like freedom meant doing whatever, whenever, with whoever. And now at 30, I can understand and realize that freedom is actually being able to choose. Freedom actually is being able to practice the art of discernment. Freedom is actually being able to speak your truth regardless of how it will make somebody else feel. Being free at 30 literally means doing whatever feels good to you moment by moment and not considering others before yourselves, loving them. And maybe that's where the word love comes in, because doing all things in love means that you still love people. You just understand that that love has to exist within yourself before it can be outwardly shown. And so I'm getting into a whole episode now, but I just wanted to go through what Universal Tees is going to look like in May. So the first episode in May, and all of these end with the word yourself, because remember, we're talking about self-awareness. So the first episode in May is going to be called Learn Yourself. Learn who you've been, learn who you are, learn who you want to be. The next episode in May is going to be called Check Yourself. And this is where we look at those negative things. We look at those coping mechanisms, those things that make us say, well, that's just how I am. I really want to challenge that phrase. That's just how I am. I want to challenge that. The next episode in May is going to be called Correct Yourself. So understanding that's just how I was, this is just how I am, but this is how I'm going to elevate myself. So that actually leads into the last episode in May, which is going to be called Elevate Yourself. Okay. So once you have this keen sense of self-awareness and understanding at who you are, understanding what work you need to do, I'm going to push you all to take the action to elevate yourselves. Okay. So that's just a snippet of what Universal Tees is going to look like for May. But you all, as you can see, the year for 2024 is all about self-awareness and love. I don't even know how love fully is going to tie in. I'm going to do a little bit more meditation and sitting with that. But I want us to know that. Other things, child, because I'm not just on here. I know it's been a minute. So y'all probably like, girl, you coming on here telling us all this. Where have you been? So I am actually in the process of expanding what Universal Tees looks like. And I can't give too many details just yet because things are still in the working phase. But I will say that the ways in which I'm expanding Universal Tees is by coaching. And I have just started, I am on week two of doing a student development session program. It's a 5-week session program with some middle schoolers here in Milwaukee where I am, and we are doing 5-week sessions around trauma and naming them, and we're doing that self-awareness work with them. They're naming their traumas, they're facing their traumas, and they're navigating through them, and I'm getting to facilitate these workshops with some 6th, 7th, and 8th graders here. So Universal Coaching Company is in full swing. I will be in Madison, Wisconsin, on May 23rd for my first conference. I will be hosting two sessions at the Black Girl Magic Conference there. So I'll be doing a little bit more self-love work. And I told y'all, self-love, self-awareness, these two things are showing up in my life. And it's just also it's also a testament to manifestation. So I claimed self-awareness to be my focus for this year, and I'm getting to do that and give that to kids. So at the Black Girl Magic Conference, I'll be doing two sessions around self-awareness and self-love for little Black and brown girls that look like myself. So I'm really excited for that. And I will be doing some personal group and one-on-one coachings as well. So keep your ear to the streets, y'all. Continue to support me. Continue to lift me up, because, baby, this work and self-awareness is not cute, y'all. I done been crying and angry and upset, and I've been challenged. But I'm committed. I'm committed to this work. I'm committed to this call, and I'm committed to fulfilling this gift and this destiny that I have over my life. So you all will continue to see Universal Tees come across your timelines, on different posts. You all will see my face and hear my voice, hopefully for a long time to come. So with that being said, please make sure that you subscribe, leave a comment about Universal Tees. Please make sure that you are subscribed, especially because the first official episode, y'all, this was just a little sneak peek to tell y'all what's going on. But the first official episode of Universal Tees in 2024, well, actually, I don't think this would technically be the first episode of 2024, because I think I recorded in February. But either way, the first episode back officially in our mental health awareness series called the Yourself series is going to be next Tuesday. So make sure that you subscribe. Go ahead to the YouTube channel, because some things are happening over there. In the show notes, I will actually be leaving a link to my website, because y'all are going to want to look at some things there. I will also challenge you to subscribe to the newsletter. So if you go to the website, scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, and it says like stay in touch or contact information. There's where you're going to subscribe to the newsletter, because I am going to be giving some key information there. There may be a few bonus episodes, journal prompts, and things that you can find. There may also be some merch dropping via the newsletter. So make sure you are subscribed to the newsletter. And with that being said, baby, I'm back down like SmackDown. Thank you for listening. Please, if you listen to this whole thing, leave me a comment. Let me know that my people are still there. I love y'all. Please charge this absence to my head, not my heart. I promise I've been doing the work, and Universal Tees and all my friends and all my listeners have been top of mind. I promise I'm not going nowhere, baby. We in this thing for a long time, all right? I love y'all.